Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what the date is today?
February 7th.
It is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
What? You've got to be joking.
Why would I joke about that?
I'd never joke about this.
It actually is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
We should celebrate. Do something.
How should we celebrate?
We're totally making Fettuccine Alfredo.
Breakfast of Champions.
Breakfast of Champions.
Yeah, and then I realized I'm not good at making Fettuccine Alfredo.
A happy National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. Show number 2280, Carla. It is Monday morning, 6:09, kicking off a brand new work week.
Yes, I know. How is it Monday already? We had one. We just had a Monday.
They keep coming around.
I know it.
On National Fettuccine Day, Alfredo.
I like that. Fettuccine Alfredo, not one of the lighter pastas.
I'm sorry. It's Fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah.
I thought it was Alfredo.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
whatever.
Yes. Alfredo Fettuccine, the inventor of the radio.
Okay.
Alfredo Fettuccine Marconi. Yes, no.
Isn't that
Fettuccine
macaroni?
Alfredo.
Okay.
And cook it yourself, people. Mm-hmm. Make it. Don't be pulling it out of a can. Don't do that. You people with that Chef Boyardee. Does Chef Boyardee do Fettuccine Alfredo now? In their little pop-top cans.
You would think so, right? Okay.
Probably.
The garlic bottled one is not bad.
You mean the sauce?
Yeah.
Sauce is fine.
Oh, okay.
Just actual noodles.
I was like, dang, I'm going to have to go back to the store tonight.
Mike's got that. Yeah, no, that's okay. Mike's got that. You can pink sauce it, by the way. Put a little red sauce in there and pink sauce it up.
Thought Carla was after going to go all Italian on
I would.
Okay, well, so celebrate however you wish. Big weekend in Vegas, of course. You had the NHL All-Star Game. You had the NFL Pro Bowl game. And then, of course, coming up this weekend is the Super Bowl. So.
Yes, it is.
But we'll cover both. And we have a couple of highlights from each featuring, our Vegas teams, which was kind of nice. So sunshine today and right through the week. In fact, highs in the mid to upper 60s today, low 70s tomorrow through the week.
Nice.
We got 42 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Are you a snorer or is your partner a snorer? Well, there's some tips. They might help. They say don't eat too late. Drink more water. Just in general, in your life, drink more water. Sleep on your side instead of your back. And take a hot shower before you go to bed. It helps you breathe a little bit easier. So if you are a snorer, if you admit to being one, these are some things that you can do to help out. Toilet paper a couple of years ago was a hot commodity. You never know when it might be again. There's a designer named VJ Miller going viral because he created a toilet paper holder that counts the squares for you. It attaches to the wall, has a digital readout that shows how many squares you've used and how many you have left, which is kind of cool. You program in how many are in that roll. And, and it uses, all these sensors to count the squares. So if that's a problem in your house, if you have kids and you have to tell them, what are you doing? You don't have to wrap the whole roll around your hand.
Kind of like the gas tank in your car, how many more miles you have to empty.
Yes, exactly. Your range, yes.
Wow.
And online sportsbooks, of course, already putting out the lines on those goofy prop bets that you can make for the Super Bowl. You can bet on whether Snoop Dogg will smoke during the halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
If Eminem will be censored. This is a dark bet. If a player will suffer a concussion during the game.
Oh, my God.
Is that when you want to win? Jeez, yeah. And, of course, what color the liquid will be that is poured on the game-winning coach. And I think that depends on the winner. I'm thinking it's going to be red if it's the Bengals. And it's going to be yellow if it's the Rams. That's what I'm thinking.
Orange.
Orange. Well, orange, yeah. Right now, red is in the lead, period. Yellow and clear tied for second. Orange is at 20%, blue at 12%. purple at 5.
Which is odd because that's their color, orange.
Yes, exactly. All right, I know. Well. I might put a bet on that one. I might do that. And on the others as well. I like those.
You're not going to put a bet on the concussion thing?
No, I'm not. Okay. That's bad karma. That's just bad karma. If you're putting a bet on that, shame on you.
Why would they put
shame
that up there?
Shame on you. Yeah, go Gee, for it. Lord. Come on, man. A few things you should know brought to you by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Don't miss this year's Balloons and Tunes Roundup. You want more information? BalloonsandTunesRoundup.com.
Carla Michelle's on the phone bright and early.
I just want to say it's always a great day waking up to you and Carla. Listen to you. You guys are a great team.
Michelle, you're awesome. We appreciate that very much.
What are you doing up this morning?
I'm driving over the hump to Pahrump.
Yeah. Are you going home or to work?
Going to help a friend and then come back to Vegas.
See, uh-oh. That's the kind of person Michelle is.
Did you have to bring money to help this friend, Michelle?
Gas in the tank.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it.
But, yeah, it's such a pleasure. You guys, I've listened to you on and off, but for the last 6 months, I can't change my dial. You guys are so great.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
That's awesome. I thought you were going to say it was broken, yeah. Michelle, so I'm stuck.
Just got stuck with you guys.
You are great.
Back in the day, my brother pulled a knob off so you couldn't change it off the station. Where it was, where it got left.
You know what? Growing up, I remember doing that sometimes because people would mess with the radio.
Yeah.
And you'd just say, you know what? Screw it. I'm ripping the knob off.
So there, Mom and Dad.
Ha ha.
Yes.
Michelle, you drive careful.
Yes.
Help out your friend. You're a good person, so thank you for listening.
Well, thank you for what you do because you make it look so easy and it sounds so great. So I want to tell you thank you and have a great day.
Pat Benatar on the list of nominees for the Class of 2022 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In fact, that whole list is on our website on the homepage. Check that out at 96.3kklz.com. A lot of people were going, well, it's about time.
Yeah.
And well, some people thought she was already in.
Yeah. Nope, she's not in.
So, and she's not in yet, but we'll see what happens later this year when the vote is out. All right, here you go. Concert announcement. The Who is coming back to Vegas. Is coming to the Dolby Live Theater on November 4th and 5th later this year. Now, we're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets each weekday each morning this week at about 8:40. You already have a second chance to win on our website at 96.3kklz.com. The Dolby Live Theater inside the Park MGM. If you're wondering where that's at, they've changed the name now. It's Dolby Theater, so Dolby Live Theater. So.
Dolby Live.
Dolby Live. So the Who and tickets go on sale this Friday at 10, but you have a chance to win them before you buy them later this morning at about 8:40. Parents, listen up. At what age do you start buying your kids the new technology? We're talking about phones, the Apple Watch, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Carla had a story about this toddler who got an Apple Watch.
Yeah. He actually got a hold of one of his parents' old ones. He liked to play with it because it had Mickey Mouse on it, and he just liked to play with it. And so apparently it was still connected. Well, he made a call kind of accidentally. And talked for a long time. It was 911.
Mommy's going downstairs and working.
She's downstairs working?
Yeah.
Can I talk to her?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
three. I like the number 3. It's a good number. Can you get your mommy?
I'm in the crib. I can't walk.
You're in the crib?
Yeah.
You can't get out?
No.
I want you to yell really loud.
Huh?
Can you yell really loud?
No.
Yeah, no. Huh? I can't yell. Nobody's ever asked me to yell.
Yeah.
Clearly, mommy says, here, play with my Apple Watch. I got stuff to do. It's got Mickey Mouse on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, he was supposed to be sleeping. So.
And clearly he wasn't.
Yes, exactly. So, I mean, like I say, I think this was an old one from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, these things can do a lot for you now.
And I remember talking about this a few years ago when a lot of people said, well, I wait until, you know, maybe double digits, 10, 11, 12.
When they're going in high school, I think
the age has dropped since then.
man. Yeah.
On what age do you get your kid a phone, or have you gotten your kid a phone?
Right.
Apple Watch of some sort, or whatever the case may be.
Monica and I were discussing this, my best friend, Monica, over the weekend, the fact that she was like, how did we survive without that? Because we did. It's like we just did. I said, but now, if you think about it, well, so you're out without a phone. There are no pay phones. Don't have pay phones. We don't have pagers anymore. We've got, you know, our phone. We have that. We don't have phone booths. We have nothing we can do in case of emergency if you don't have a phone.
Right.
Unless you just get out of your car and flash somebody and then they'll stop for you. And that could be good or bad. But, you know, so what do you do? So what age do you do that?
At what age do you start getting your kids the new technology of a phone, Apple phone or Apple Watch now? Because a couple of years ago when we talked about this, a few years ago, people were saying maybe around 11, 12.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you hear this story about the mom who gave her little toddler her Apple Watch to play with. Before you know it, they're on the phone with 911.
You're in the crib?
Yeah.
You can't get out?
No.
I want you to yell really loud.
Huh?
Can you yell really loud?
No. No, I can't.
Huh?
I'll bet you can. Wow.
So that's what we wanted to know. John's on the phone. John, what do you say?
Well, I believe like high school teenagers, but nowadays, I believe with all the sex trafficking and kidnapping, what? They have to have phones in case of emergency so you can track them or they can call somebody.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a different, you know, it's a different world in a lot of ways now.
My daughter is 13. So she has a phone, but she doesn't use it at school, but she leaves her location on. In case something happens, we know how to track it.
Yeah, and then there's that whole world, too. And, I mean, it's not parents being, you know, nosy. It's parents being cautious.
Right. And you have to be, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, right, because when I was a kid, I didn't have electronics. I had a skateboard, rollerblades, and a bike, and I was outside so the streetlights came on.
Don't do that now. Oh, my God. Somebody will snatch you up in about 10 minutes. Jeez.
That's why this world we're living in today, kids can't be kids no more. They have to live on electronics.
Yeah.
I had a tree. That's all I had was a tree. A big oak tree.
Okay, Opie.
That was all our rocket ship, our fort, our lookout.
No fancy bike.
Yeah, no. Right. Have a good day. Great
thank
call.
You, my
thank
friend,
you
yes.
so much.
All right, thank you.
We'd spend all day in that tree, Carla.
Yeah, it'd be great now if we still had trees and we had kids in our neighborhood. And
we don't have that anymore.
Driving around in vans and there are, yeah.
People texting in.
It's funny because somebody wrote in and said, my son's 8 in 2 weeks. And he came up to me the other day saying he'd wanted a cell phone. And his grandparents said, well, we'll get you one if it's okay with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, my husband said yes. I said, no, I think he's way too young. So we've been debating about this in our own house.
Mm.
Now, it is interesting. Some of our listeners said, you know, and this one here, my teenager. So my son got an iPhone when he got into high school. And in middle school, he had a flip phone, just a basic phone, so he could get a hold of us after school.
Oh.
Things like that. And I see that more and more parents are doing that now. Getting them a basic phone for emergencies. They don't want them on social media so early.
And a lot of parents are doing that because they have those phones laying around
that
they don't use anymore.
Right. You can actually still buy those phones, too, with just a plan. The simple plan. That's it. Can't get on, you know, everything else. Now, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. This is funny. One of our other listeners said, don't get him a phone ever. Because I'm pretty young myself, and I got my first phone when the first iPhone came out. I just don't think it's the best thing to get things too young because of social media. Of course,
right.
There's a lot of people pointing to that, which everybody is on, but it's also something that kids can really get caught up in. Keep them coming. I like hearing what you guys think
right.
and why.
Reverting back to last hour, we were talking about new technology. At what age do you start buying your kids now the new technology, phones, Apple watches, stuff
right?
like that?
Sure.
This text came in late.
Oh, I love this. Keith said, got our son a flip phone when he was about 11. Then for his 12th birthday, my wife's boss wanted to get him a smartphone. She said, okay, you know, we'll check his phone every so often. I started seeing pictures of naked women on his phone. In the pictures, you know, lined up. So we took it away. Gave him back his flip phone till he can prove that he's responsible. Then we'll give his smartphone back to him. I mean, I would say that's fairly normal with a boy, you know.
What age?
Of that age or so. Well,
did they say?
12. 12? This was when he was 12.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a whole other subject. We might need to bring that one up.
Maybe.
At what age did you start seeing naked pictures on your kids' phones?
It's the Sears catalog.
Yes. Yes.
It's right here. It's women.
Yeah.
And slips.
Oh, it's the Sears catalog. All right.
It's about, or National Geographic, probably, for a lot
yes,
of us.
Yes, that's right.
I want to travel the world.
Yes, I think I want to. This is
okay.
Where you want to live. Where is that? I don't know where it is.
Somewhere.
In Nigeria, I think. I want to live there. That's what I
Whatever.
Know.
Whatever. Seems
yeah.
fun.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, man. You just. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about. We had a subscription to the. National Geographic.
So, I think
yeah.
everybody did it.
Yes, that was one of the, that was, you know.
Yeah.
It was going to make you smarter, I think, if you read National Geographic.
And you could see the world
yes,
through National
Geographic. Yes, you could
National
see the world,
Geographic,
exactly. So. You could get jokes in the Reader's Digest, but yes. Listen, the Olympics kicked off on Friday officially. Vladimir Putin was there and he fell asleep during the opening
what?
Ceremonies. Yeah. Or he poisoned himself. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, he fell asleep. Good. Good representation there, Vlad. According to a survey by YouTube TV, they did a pretty big survey. The top three TV shows of all time, Friends, Seinfeld, Game of Thrones, the ones that seem to draw the most interest. People have watched, you know, over and over and over. Game of Thrones, just because you got to try to figure out the names and you got to go back several
yeah.
times. Jeez. Paramount picked up Yellowstone for another season. So there you go, kids. Speaking of which, Sammy Hagar told Rolling Stone magazine he's obsessed with the series Ozark. I think as many of us are. He said, I got hooked on it. Man, did I get hooked. If I wasn't married, I'd want to marry Julia Garner's character, Ruth. Let's just put it out there. She'd be my kind of gal, he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Ruth.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Ruth.
Oh, she's
yeah.
a little, she's a little young.
She survives everything, doesn't she? She's good.
We'll see.
Good. It'd be like, okay, honey. He said, I'm going to stay in bed all day. You go take care of whatever you need to take care of. Ruth, yes. Oh, that's funny.
Now you don't watch it.
I do watch it.
Well, you do
yeah,
watch
I do.
It.
I just
okay.
haven't watched this season.
Because Morty and I we're done with
season.
It.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
waiting for part two now.
Yeah. I'm just not obsessed with it, actually, like
oh,
other people
okay.
are. I think it's really good. But I'm at the point now, it's like, okay, let's make it be over because it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make it be good. I don't want it to end like something else and be like, ah. Oh. Ah, oh, why the... Ah, oh, no.
Well, I gave Morty something to think about at the
go.
Beginning of the first episode.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard that. When I watch it,
so,
I will...
I don't want to spoil it for you. But.
I don't. I'm not
okay.
that... You don't spoil anything for me. It's okay.
All
Two
right.
of the originals not coming back, but now there are rumors that Marg Helgenberger might come back. She is in early talks to reprise her role as Catherine Willows on CSI. That would be cool because the other two are gone now, William Peterson and Georgia Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be cool.
Yeah.
Bring at least one back from the original series. Rolling Stone, I don't know if this is good or bad, bought a majority stake in Las Vegas, the Life is Beautiful festival. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
I
think
that's
we'll
good.
See. Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to trust you,
thing.
Morty. And Wordle fans, it is out. I mentioned it last week. Taylor Swift's version of Wordle is now available. Taylordle, and it's free. So, and you figure out anything related to her life career, the men she's dated, family, everything. So there you go. So have fun. I might have to tackle that one now.
Will you play that, Morty?
No, I'm actually a big fan of the Swirtle now.
Oh, Swirtle?
Yeah, because
Swirtle?
I master that thing.
Yeah. I bet.
Are those swear words?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a feeling I'd do better on that one than Wordle, too.
Oh, you're so smart, Mike.
Yes. Right? Wow. That definitely is a four-letter word. You're right about that. That is my take. Sponsored by Boot Barn. Proud supporters of the WAC.
As we had talked about at the top of the show, busy weekend in Vegas. You had the NHL All-Star Game on Saturday, T-Mobile Arena. The Metropolitan Division
yes.
beat the Central Central Division 5-3 to win the All-Star game.
Okay.
They play 3-on-3 in all divisions. And the Pacific Division, which the Vegas Golden Knights were well represented. In fact, Marshy and who was it? Mark Stone got a couple of goals.
Nice.
But they got beat in the first round, so... I like the skills competition, to be honest with you.
I know you do.
To actually see how good these guys are, some of these guys are. So that was it for the NHL All-Star Game. NFL Pro Bowl yesterday, and Hunter Renfro for the Raiders scored a touchdown. Max Crosby for the Raiders, who's had an incredible season, or had one, was named Defensive Player of the Game, which I find ironic, seeing how they played.
Right.
It was almost like two-hand touch. But Morty, you said they had made, they said, yes, let's do it this way before the game so nobody gets hurt.
Yeah,
everybody has a lot of fun.
Touch, and then they implement new rules that they might want to put in the regular season.
Yeah.
So they use
explain
those
the
rules.
One where you score, but you get the ball back.
So if you score a touchdown and you go for the extra point, you can either kick the ball off to the opposing team, or you can get the ball back, but you start off on the fourth down on the 10-yard line on your end, which is kind of scary. But
you're backed up against your own end zone.
Yeah, and they tried that a couple times, and it worked out, and sometimes it didn't. Towards the end of the game, the coaches, you were just like pointing to the other coaches on the other side of the field saying, you guys are going to get the ball. Don't worry about it. We're going to kick it off.
All right, wow.
Well, I kind of like that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, it gives them a chance, but then again, it's you're gambling. So
Right.
And if you're always scoring, and then the team will never get the ball, the other team will never get the ball.
Yeah.
Yep.
Theoretically, they could not.
Right.
Okay, well, AFC wins 41-35. J.J. Watt, who plays for the Arizona Cardinals, I don't think he was at the Pro Bowl, but he tweeted out, I've seen walkthroughs more intense. To give you an idea.
Yeah. Well, it's the company picnic. Like I say, it's
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And that's what it turned out to be.
Have fun. These guys that are, you know, the Patrick Mahomes, these guys, Kyler and all of them, to just go have a good time. Why not? You know, you're out, right?
Yeah, the quarterbacks get, air quote, sacked.
Yes.
And then they're walking off the field laughing and high-fiving everybody.
Yeah, so, why not?
It was a busy weekend. Any way you look at it, I mean, to have the All-Star game here, NHL All-Star game here.
Yes, yeah.
And then the Pro Bowl, same weekend. I mean, who would have thunk that?
I know.
Like ten years ago.
We were at, Monica and I actually were at Maggiano's up at downtown Summerlin.
Mm-hmm.
And our waiter said, you know, a lot of the guys came in over the last few days. And I said, did they take care of you? He said, they did. Not like Ocho Cinco did, but they took, they took care of us.
Which we talked about last week. That was so sad. That he tried to get some of the Pro Bowlers to go out to have breakfast with him.
Fine.
Nobody had, well, it's too early. So he went to a house of pancakes.
Yeah.
Sat by himself.
Uh-huh.
Gave the bill was like $37. Tipped the waitress, what, $1,200?
Tipped off $1,000 to the waitress. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Love you.
Nice.
Thank
you. Go. Thanks. Sorry about the last couple of years for you.
All right. Well, that's a busy weekend in Vegas, and good to see it all happen right here in our backyard. Earlier announced, The Who coming back to Vegas. Going to be at the Dolby Live Theater. That's over at the Park MGM. You have a chance to win tickets before you can even buy them. Go on sale this Friday at 10. So here you go. All you have to figure out, it's the new contest, Who Are You?
Yes. Who are you?
Simply identify this person.
No one cares about missing men. When a man's missing, nobody cares. A kid's missing, Amber Alert. Men, it's like, Bob didn't come home last night. Good.
All right, who is that? All right, starting with caller number 9. One more time.
No one cares about missing men. When a man's missing, nobody cares. A kid's missing, Amber Alert. Men, it's like, Bob didn't come home last night. Good.
All right, 702-739-9636, starting with caller number 9. Chance to win them before we could even buy them. Tickets for The Who in November 4th and 5th later this year. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets before you can buy them. The Who back in Vegas. Identify the mystery celebrity. Simply tell us, who is this?
No one cares about missing men. When a man's missing, nobody cares. Kids missing, Amber Alert. Men, it's like, Bob didn't come home last night. Good.
Carla, Bob's on the phone. Bob, tell everybody who that is.
Chris Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, good job, Bob. Way to go. It's Bob. Who they're looking for.
Yes.
Bob.
Bob didn't come home last night.
Good.
You got the tickets for The Who Dolby Live Theater at the Park MGM November 4th or 5th. By the way, for everybody else, a second chance to win tickets right now on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. A woman in Canada found a naked guy hanging out in her trunk of her car last week. Turned out he'd been there for 3 days, even while she was driving around running errands.
Yeah.
He was just hanging out in the trunk.
I read he said he was a son of the Pope or something.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
That's what he said. So
the audio's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is the woman. Now, you tell me. You tell me if this would be your reaction if you opened the trunk and found a naked guy in there.
Why are you in my trunk and are you naked?
Yeah.
What?
It's a rite of passage.
To be. How did you get in there?
I'm the son of the Pope.
Can I put my cap on?
All right, so.
She's from Canada, so they're nice up there.
Yeah.
They're very nice up there.
So you open your trunk, Carla?
Yeah.
And there's a guy naked, and all you say is...
Why are you in my trunk, and are you naked?
Keep in mind, though, she apparently saw him in her car.
Yeah.
Yeah, through, like, this little hole that, mm-hmm. you know, or the area...
The armrest
came
down.
Yes. It's like, whoa. I know. Oh, man.
She locks her car now.
I'd have poked him. I'd just stuck a little thing in there and poked him.
Well,
like ugly naked guy on Friends.
It's a rite of passage.
We've fashioned a poking device.
Uh-huh. I'm going to use that excuse from now on for everything. It's a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage. I'm the son of the Pope. How do I know that? Where's your ID? Oh, you don't have pants for your wallet. Jeez.
The guy wasn't even arrested.
No, there's some issues there.
So he's getting help and everybody's fine.
Son of the Pope. I hope he gets some help.
Home Depot employee was caught after swapping nearly $400,000 in real money with fake bills that he bought on Amazon.
Yeah.
Now, he did this over a 4-year period. He's looking at 20 years.
Yeah. We bought those bills. I have those bills.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Yeah.
They don't even look close to real money.
Yeah. I'm surprised the authorities were even able to find an employee at Home Depot. Sorry, let alone one that was stealing. Hello? I need a key. I just need a key made. Is there anybody at
Have you ever gone there?
Is there anyone? Can I paint? I just need paint. I need all my...
Hang on. I'll find somebody who's in this department.
Yeah. Ding. Hi, can I get some paint? Oh, you don't work paint. Okay. All right. Got it. You're plumbing. Okay. All right, then I'll just move on.
To something that I clearly don't need.
Yeah, exactly.
Batteries.
Batteries. Exactly, and light bulbs. I'll go there. I mentioned last week that Jeff Bezos has a big, $500 million yacht that he's scooting through Rotterdam. Well, people are not happy, and they're all lining up when that comes through to throw eggs at his boat. They've got almost 2,000 people. They have to dismantle this huge, beautiful bridge to get his yacht through.
Wow.
So they got a lot of people, thousands of people they're going to collect and just pitch eggs at Jeff Bezos' boat. I'll bet that'll upset him a lot, huh? Is that an egg? Yes, it is. All right.
So he's going to dismantle this bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what, they put it back together again?
Yeah, they're going to have to put it back together
And he again. Does he pay for that?
I hope so.
You would think, right?
I hope so.
If you want to get your boat out, I don't care what you do with the bridge as long as you pay for it.
Yeah, you don't live in the Netherlands. You got to have that thing dismantled, so you pay for it, mister. Jeez, I'm sure you can find a screwdriver on Amazon. Dude. And listen to this. In Australia, there's a college that has banned students from wearing mullets, mohawks, rat tails, and dreadlocks. They can't wear any of these. They say, you know what, if a haircut doesn't meet our expectations, then you will be asked to adjust it accordingly. I'm all for it when it comes to the mullets. That's fine. And mohawks. In extreme cases, students will be asked to go home until that hairstyle has been changed into something more desirable.
Where's this at?
This is in Australia.
Oh, okay.
It's at St. Patrick's College. So I would imagine they're pretty stiff about it. And there's a picture of a kid they sent home. He had a mullet. And, you know, so did you not see that growing out? I mean, did you not anybody at all? Just, you know, nobody.
Aren't they free down there in Australia?
They are, but not at this college. Oh, you know, okay. St. Patrick's College. Are you kidding? Ask the son of the Pope if they're free, Mike.
He probably doesn't have a mullet.
Yes, not at St. Patrick's College.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be.
Seeing the Pope with a mullet.
By the way, I saw a mullet this weekend, and it was pretty fabulous.
Okay, good.
It was a security guard, which you. I would expect to have one of them to have
yeah,
one.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And he took his hat off, and I'm like,
yeah,
I gave him the thumbs up.
Right on, Billy Ray. That's awesome. It's Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that Monday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Check this out. Las Vegas, a rescue dog lives this dog's life, brought him to Vegas, where she taught him how to ice skate using custom-made skates. She and Benny traveled to Central Park, where they ice skated to raise money for the Animal Vision Foundation, and they did okay with it. But yeah, they traveled to New York to go ice skate in Central Park from here. By the way, I want to get a hold of Cheryl to talk to her about this.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, I know dogs can swim. I just never knew they could actually be taught how to skate. How
Same
do you even
here.
Do that?
I can't be taught how to ice skate, Mike. So.
Well, the dog has four legs.
I know. So a little sturdy, a little more
Maybe,
of a balance than myself. Maybe. Yeah, I know.
Don't know.
I know it. I know. It's a really cool story, and I'm going to reach out to her.
Yeah, let's track this person down. If you have a feel-good story, go ahead, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush in next. She'll keep you company throughout the workday. Otherwise, have a great day yourself. We're back tomorrow, so be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.